You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today will not be a long show. It'll probably be an hour because I, again, want to focus in on an issue that is becoming one of the leading issues and I think will be one of the top three or four issues in the 2016 election. And that concerns illegal aliens in this country because there were several news stories, mainly from the Washington Times, regarding the problems the states are having in controlling illegal aliens from voting. And it's only going to get worse because as President Obama goes through illegally and unconstitutionally with giving illegal aliens that are currently here, primarily work permits, or what's called work permits is the general term, but it's really an employment authorization document. Once they have that document, they can get a social security number, and in some states, driver's licenses. And once they have that, that enables them illegally to vote. They can register. Even though you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote, with those documents, you can lie, and that's what they would be doing. That doesn't prevent them from voting, though. What we have here is a Democratic Party's drive to get millions of new voters. And what you're seeing right now is the early steps of how they're implementing it. First, get legal status, and legal status means you can work here, and that means you have what's called a work permit. It looks like a driver's license, and that with that card, you can work and reside in the United States. A few states are also granting illegal aliens the right to have driver's license. That's not the case in many states, the majority of the states, because there are right now 26 states that are suing the federal government and the actions of the Obama administration and what they're doing. What they're doing is illegal. The president does not have the legal authority to give a wholesale blanket legal status to millions of illegal aliens that are here. Only Congress can pass laws, not the president. He's not a dictator, even though I think he's acting like one, big time. He's acting like a tyrant, and we have to rely on our Congress to stop him. I'm still pessimistic in that regard. I think what's going to stop what Obama's doing, what the Democratic Party is doing, and what many of, unfortunately, in the Republican Party go along with them is the American people. The American people will rise up and oppose this. And the last step is when they're stealing or canceling out the votes of the American people. Now, whenever I talk about immigration, I always have to set the stage because a lot of people come to this subject with very little knowledge. That's not my situation. And I wasn't really going to do this story, but for the fact that we had breaking news. We have secretaries of state from two states testifying before Congress as to the problems the states have. And we've already had illegal, it's not a first that illegal aliens are voting. But in the past, we haven't had millions of them voting. Yes, you're always going to get some that will lie and cheat and vote. But now we have the potential of millions across the United States voting in elections because it's difficult to challenge them. Now, let me set the stage. The American people favor legal immigration. So do I, because we very much are a nation of immigrants. However, and it's a big however, if you ask most Americans, do you favor legal immigration? They will say yes. And if you ask them how many per year would you let in the country to obtain eventually legal immigration, in other words, go through the process, they typically will tell you several hundred thousand. And everyone has their opinion. Very, very few will say a million. What most Americans don't know, that for many years, going back over a decade, over a million legal immigrants have been coming into the country. And they're somewhat shocked. Because historically, the averages have been about 250,000 per year. And that's over hundreds of years. It is really only in the last 10 to 15 years, starting in the 1990s, that the numbers have dramatically increased. First to over 600,000, now to over a million. And what I'm alerting you, there's a move afoot, both in the House and the Senate, by the Democrats and the Republicans to increase that number, first to 2 million and then to 3 million. Are the American people demanding that? Absolutely not. Not when you have 20 to 30 million Americans looking for a full-time permanent job. So the American people are not demanding this. And especially because many of those 20 to 30 million are their sons and daughters, their young people, teenagers and people in their 20s that are having difficulty finding a job because this is by far the worst economic recovery since the Great Depression. Now, both Democratic Party and the Republican Party keep pushing, despite the resistance of the American people, the overwhelming majority of American people, to stop illegal immigration. So what are the Democrats and Republicans up to? By shooting for 2 million, 3 million legal over a 10-year period, they can legalize or grant amnesty to somewhere between 20 and 30 million. And I say that because we already have a million coming here legally today. But what Americans don't realize, that's only a part of the problem. A significant part, because the game plan over 10, 20 years is an additional, and you can do the math, multiply 2 million by 10 years, that's 20 million. If the number is 3 million, that's 30. Now, I point this out for a reason, because it's the illegal part that gets a lot of the attention. But you need to consider both. Because whether it's legal or illegal, these people compete for jobs with American citizens. And when you have high rates of unemployment, where the U6, which is the more comprehensive number, has been in the range between roughly 11% to 20%, some cases higher. And that translates into tens of millions of unemployed or underutilized, because a lot of these people have part-time jobs. It's not that they don't want full-time jobs. That's all they can get. And some of these people have to work multiple part-time jobs. And when you have a part-time job, you don't have benefits. You don't have retirement plans, and you don't have health insurance. And that's just another consequence of the Affordable Care Act, which is known as Obamacare. Because many large corporations simply cannot afford to provide their entire workforce health insurance. So what they do is limit the number of full-time employees. It's economics, folks. Because initially, when they hire someone, especially young people that don't have experience, don't have a record of jobs, they have very few skills, they're unskilled, businesses are taking a chance when they hire you. So what they typically do is they'll hire you part-time, and if it looks like you're a good worker, they'll keep you, and eventually you might get on as a full-time employee at a higher pay and with benefits. But the overwhelming majority of people that are entering the workforce, they have a challenge, namely they can't find full-time jobs. Yet, what is the Congress of the United States doing? Both Democrats and Republicans, they're increasing the supply of labor in the United States by throwing open the borders of the United States. And it happens in two ways. And this also needs to be emphasized. You have millions of people flying into the United States. Some come by ship, but most fly into the United States on visas. Many are just visitors. They're here as tourists. Others have student visas. They come as students and attend college here. Others come on business. Now what happens? They overstay their visas and they work here. That's illegal. You have to have legal status to work here. And that means you have to have a work permit or an employment authorization document. It's a card, and that enables you to work. And that's what Obama, through the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, has been passing out and is about to flood the United States by giving out these cards. It is illegal, it is unconstitutional, and I think should be an article of impeachment, because this is a president that's acting like a tyrant. He does not have the authority to make the law. That is clearly stated in the Constitution of the United States of America. That responsibility is Congress alone. Yes, the president enforces the law, but he doesn't hand out millions of people these work permits. And that's what he's doing. He's making law through executive actions. Now, why is he doing that? He knows he's breaking the law. He has made almost two dozen statements that he knows he can't do this. And then he turns around and does it. Why is he doing this? Ladies and gentlemen, it's not hard to understand. The Democrats, both in the House and the Senate, want to increase their voter base. And they see illegal aliens, people that are come to the United States illegally, one way is overstaying their visa. And that's a good portion of the problem. The other way, which gets a lot of the attention, but it's probably more than half the problem, is people crossing primarily the Mexican-United States border. And those are largely Mexicans and people from Central America and, to a lesser extent, the Caribbean and South America and other countries, OTMs other than Mexicans. Now, what's the magnitude of that problem? The magnitude over the last 15 to 20 years is somewhere every year between 3 to 5 million illegal aliens are breaking into this country, either by crossing the U.S. border and not presenting their papers, which they're required to do. In other words, they sneak into the country, break into our country. One of the first things they do is they get fraudulent documents, Social Security cards, driver's license, documentation, so they can work in the United States, which is the third crime they commit. They commit three crimes if they're working here. And it's been going on for years, decades. And for the last 15 to 20 years, that is somewhere between minimum of 3 to 5 million a year. So when you add that up, conservatively, you're looking at a very broad range, but somewhere between 30 and 50 million illegal aliens minimum. It could be a lot more, but somewhere in that range is the true number of illegal aliens that have violated our laws, repeatedly violated our laws, and are working and living here. And the Democratic Party sees this as the way to increase their voter base, because they believe they will get at least 2 out of 3 of those illegal aliens eventually citizenship, and they will vote for the Democratic Party. Now, if the Republican Party commits political suicide and lets the Democratic Party do this, eventually, and I would say in the 5 to 10 year time frame, when all these illegal aliens have citizenship and can vote, for all practical purposes, we will have single-party rule, and that party is the Democratic Party. We don't have that today. We have what I call a two-party tyranny. And I say that because both political parties are for big government. They're not for limited government. They are not. You don't believe me? Look at the federal budget. Look at what we spend our money on. The United States has become, and this is a sad statement, a warfare and welfare state. That's where the majority of the federal budget goes today, for entitlement, welfare, and defense spending. And when you add the national interest, you're approaching 80% of the budget. You just add those major categories together. And the rest is for all the other departments. So today we face high unemployment rates amongst the American people. And what are the two political parties doing? They're stabbing the American worker in the back. They're betraying their own oath of office to preserve and protect the Constitution of the United States. And one of the provisions in that Constitution is to defend the states from invasion. I maintain where you have somewhere of the order of magnitude of between 30 and 50 million or more illegal aliens here, that is an invasion. And they're not in the shadows, folks. They're working in every major city and town across this nation today. And many cities, including Dallas, take pride in being sanctuary cities. They condone this, which is aiding, abetting illegal aliens, which is a felony under federal law. The problem is it's not enforced. And I'll briefly say a word. How do you get to the number 3 to 5 million minimum per year? It's not hard. Talk to the U.S. Border Patrol. For many, many, many years, until Obama became president, the U.S. Border Patrol would routinely apprehend over a million people trying to break into the United States, primarily trying to cross the U.S.-Mexican border. And if you talk to them, they will tell you for every one we apprehended or detained, conservatively, at least 3 to 5 got away. And you can see videos. They cross over and then spread out if the Border Patrol is there. Otherwise, they go in groups. But when the Border Patrol tries to intercept them and arrest them, they spread out in all directions. It's like a starburst firecracker going off. Everyone heads in different directions. So the individual agent or his partner at most can capture one or two, but the majority get away. And yes, some of them go back home. Probably about, if let's say there are 5 that get away, 1 goes back home. So you're looking at minimum here, 3 to 4 that stay here. Multiply that by a million, that's how you get 3 to 4 million. And I think that's a low number. I don't know what the real number is. The people that really could find out is the United States government. They have satellites that are monitoring this. Because you literally have millions of people every year breaking into the United States, largely, but not entirely, by crossing the U.S.-Mexican border. The other way is they fly in and overstay their visa. That's the problem. Now, what the politicians will say, especially the Republicans, and they almost all say this, we have to secure the borders. That's one of the first things out of their mouths. We have to secure the border. And I agree, we need to, if people are flooding in, you got to stop the flood. It's like if a pipe burst in your house, you got to stop that leak or it'll flood the house. Once you stop the leak, then you got to clean up the mess. So a lot of attention and rhetoric is focused on that phrase, secure the borders. It's like a dazzling object, shiny object that they rhetorically say over and over again. Some will say we have to have a fence, a double fence and a road. The problem, it never gets built. They pass it and they don't build it. But ladies and gentlemen, that is only part of the problem. What are they not telling you? The Democrats are not going to tell you. They want the borders wide open, the more the merrier, because they see that as their way not only to power, but a single party eventually. And that's what they're up to. That's why both political parties, Democrats and Republican Party, are losing their voter base. That's the other secret that they don't want to tell you. They're losing their voter base. Why? The American people are tired of being lied to, misled, manipulated, and shafted by their own representatives. The emphasis today in Washington is how to get pass some form of comprehensive immigration reform. You'll hear that phrase. You would think that the number one priority is illegal aliens. It shouldn't be. It should be putting America back to work so every American that is looking for a full-time job can find a full-time job and a good-paying job with benefits. That should be the priority. Of providing an environment, a low tax environment, a low regulatory environment that encourages new business formation as well as capital formation. And you do that by having low tax rates as well as few regulations. Neither political party is doing that. They're expanding the size and the scope of the federal government, which means more and more bureaucrats, higher and higher tax rates and number of taxes and regulation. Do you think that encourages businesses? No, it doesn't. As I said on past shows, historically, new businesses, the births of new businesses exceed the death or the ending of a business. That has historically held for decades. Recently, the death rate exceeds the birth rate. That is disturbing news because the new jobs are created by new small businesses. And as they open their business and expand their business, they are the ones that are the net job creators. And if you want a growing economy, growing at 4, 5, 6%, in other words, above the historical trend line of roughly 3.1 to 3.5%, you need to be providing the incentives for people to start new businesses as well as expand new businesses through capital investment. In other words, investment, they take their profits and they invest it in plant and equipment, vehicles, computers, software, new buildings, whether it's an office building, a retail store, restaurant, plant, whatever the business is. You need the businesses to be successful, and to the extent they're successful, they plow back their profits into the business. And when they do that, they hire more and more people. That's what you need. You need a thousand, tens of thousands of new Microsofts, new Apples, new Googles, new companies. They all started small, many of them in garages or in small offices or at home. And today they employ tens of thousands of people. But you need a business environment that encourages that. Not only the starting of new businesses, but the growing of new businesses. And if you had that, you wouldn't have 20 to 30 million American citizens either unemployed or working part-time looking for a full-time job where their hours are limited and they really have no employee benefits in terms of either health insurance or retirement plans. You see, immigration is an issue. If you ask people, and they do this regularly, what are your 4 to 5 major concerns? They'll always say number 1 and 2 is jobs in the economy. Jobs in the economy. Now, what is growing in importance, as Americans understand, is immigration is increasing. Why? People are making the connection. Yet, what is the media doing? They're propagating the big lie. The big lie is there are between 11 and 12 million illegal aliens in this country. Ladies and gentlemen, there are 3 to 4 to maybe 5 times as many illegal aliens. They're trying to keep the scope of this problem down so not to frighten American citizens. They're lying to you so you don't get scared. But you better be scared, because what our politicians are doing in both political parties is betraying you. Once a person gets legal status, he can work here. That's the work permit. The other is the green card, or permanent legal residence. And that's why people are looking for first to get that work permit and then to get the green card. That's the goal. And what the Democrat Party wants to do ultimately is make all the illegal aliens here citizens. And unfortunately, the leadership and the establishment of the Republican Party wants to do the same. Why? For a different reason. For Democrats, it's all about future voters. Do they really care about the illegal aliens? Not really. They do care that they get their vote. What they care about is staying in power and get reelected. And they look at this as a way to do that. But why do the Republicans go along with this, or at least a significant number of them? It's campaign contributions. Because you have business interest in the United States, largely big business, that want cheap and compliant labor. Not hard to understand. And by opening the borders, they get that. So through their various associations, such as the Chamber of Commerce, but others, they advocate an open border policy. And there are different things they're shooting for. One, I've already mentioned, to increase the legal immigration from 1 million to 2 million and eventually increase it to 3 million, but also make the illegal aliens that are already here legal. That's a lot of people, folks. At the low number of 30 million, that's 20% of the labor force today. The labor force in the United States, and it's really understated, is about 150 million. The total population in the United States today is about 320 million, of which 150 million are seeking employment. In other words, they're not in prison, they're not in the military, they're seeking employment. You're always going to have people that want to stay home that are not working. They could be going to college. They could be raising small children. And you have people that are retired. Now, I need to point out that that 150 million number should be over 160 million. And I sort of went over that on my last Friday show when I went over the employment statistics. So 20% of 150 million is 30 million. That is the low estimate. If it's 50 million, it's over 20%. That's a lot of people, folks, competing for jobs with all Americans that still want to work. You see, we're being sold out by our own representatives in Congress, both in the House and the Senate. They're playing word games with you. They are deliberately lying to you. It starts with that 11 to 12 million number and the fact that they don't emphasize that over 1 million legal immigrants are coming here already. And when you add 3 to 4 million every year coming here illegally, you're looking at 4 to 5 million additional workers every year flooding into the United States. And there have been surveys around the world. How many people from other countries wants to come to the United States? The answer is hundreds of millions of people. This is just a first step. They want to flood the United States with cheap labor. Do they care about the American middle class? No. If they cared about the American middle class, they wouldn't support any of this, any of it. They want a permanent underclass of cheap foreign labor. That is what they're doing. And once they get them here and get them citizenship and they can vote, you won't be able to change it. That's why this is an urgent matter. And I think it's reaching a critical mass. More and more Americans are finally waking up that they are being sold out by both political parties, both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. That's why I've been advocating that we need a new, viable, successful third party that believes in a constitutional republic, one that is limited in size and scope, and believes in the rule of law and private property, and will stop this invasion of our country by tens of millions of illegal aliens. That is what has been going on under both Republican and Democratic administrations for at least the last 15 to 20 years. But it's gotten much worse under President Obama. He's not going to be running the office, and he's trying to get away with as much as he can. He's trying to get as many illegal aliens having either a work permit or green card so they can vote illegally and then win the elections in 2016, 2020, 22, and 24. And you will have more and more millions voting illegally, but the goal is to make them all legal. And the first stepping stone, the first step along that path is giving legal status, which means you can work here. You have to have that status to work here legally. Now, I said, and I need to get back to this because this is very, very critical. And this is what both parties don't want to talk about at all. What's really going on? Yes, the number of apprehensions at the border have gone down. They're way down. And that's a matter of management and policy set by the president, in turn by his Secretary of Homeland Security, and then by the Border Patrol. apprehensions are way down. It's not that they are not coming. They're coming, but they're not being apprehended. Because if they were truly doing their job and not being handcuffed by the management, the political appointees that are running the U.S. Border Patrol, and that is the problem. I'm not critical of the agents at all. It is the management of the U.S. Border Patrol and higher-ups in the U.S. Homeland Security that have resulted in fewer apprehensions. But that's on the border, folks, or within 100 miles of the border. That's part of the problem. But what is not being talked about? What's the dirty little secret that neither party wants to be questioned about? That is the enforcement of immigration law within the United States, within the interior of the United States. That's not the responsibility of the United States Border Patrol. That is the responsibility of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, otherwise better known as ICE, that are part of the Department of Homeland Security. Now, what do they primarily do? They collect customs duties. They inspect goods coming into the United States. Sometimes they capture smugglers. But their primary duty is to collect revenue. And they do a good job of that. Or some would say they do a good job. But what are they not doing? Because they simply don't have the people. They're not enforcing immigration law. To enforce immigration law, you need investigators, you need agents, officers of the law, you need attorneys, you need judges. And who should they be going after? What is the magnet drawing all these illegals here? Employers, primarily businesses, but also governments at the state, county, and city level, and charities, and churches, and individuals employing illegal aliens. That is a misdemeanor. And they're fines. When was the last time you saw on television the management or the owners of a company being arrested and taken out in handcuffs because they employed illegal aliens? I haven't seen it. Have you? There's a reason. They're not enforcing the law. Once an illegal alien gets to a so-called sanctuary city such as Dallas, and I'm not picking on Texas, there are 12 states that have the largest percentage of illegal aliens. They're Texas, California, Florida, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Washington, Georgia, North Carolina. And I always miss some, but those are the biggies. And the cities in those states are where the illegal aliens are attracted to. And they work. They're working in Dallas. They're working all over Texas, all over California, Florida. Now, part of the people that come here work in the agricultural sector. And I need to say a few words about that. One of the reasons both Democrats and to a lesser extent Republicans are doing what they're doing is in some states, such as Texas, Florida, California, there is a large farm, agricultural, ranch interest. And the fruit, for example, oranges in Florida, grapefruit in Texas, the crops need to get picked. And you'll hear the argument, these are jobs that Americans won't do. I beg to differ. There is not a job illegal aliens that are doing now that Americans have not done in the past and are not doing now. If you can't get Americans to work, it's probably because you're not paying enough, and that's exactly why these businesses support open borders, in other words, allow a flood of illegal aliens into the country. Most of these people are illiterate, they don't speak or read or write English, and they're low skill, predominantly, not all of them, and I need to emphasize that, because you have some people that want to increase the number of skilled workers, such as programmers in the software industry, engineers coming to the United States, H-1B visa. You probably have heard of that. And they are foreign workers that replace American workers doing the job here. Why? Because they're cheaper. And Congress wants to dramatically expand the number of those visas to over a million. It's not several hundred thousand now. It's directly competing with engineers, scientists, developers, that are Americans, American educated. It's not that they can't find Americans to do the job. There are plenty of Americans that want the job. It's the businesses want them cheap. That's what's going on here. American workers at all levels are literally being shafted by the political leadership. The answer is not to vote Democrat one year, Republican the next. That's exactly what they want you to do. Throw out one set of bums and put another set of bums in. That's not going to change what's happening in Washington. And that is just the reality, folks. I'm not a Democrat, and I'm certainly not a Republican anymore. For the simple reason, both political parties have demonstrated over and over again that they're not fiscally responsible. In other words, they're running massive deficits of hundreds of billions of dollars every year. In other words, living way beyond the means of the American people to support it, which means they go into debt by issuing treasury securities. And that number has gone up, up, and up. Within 2 years, it'll be over $20 trillion. That's 20,000 billion, where 1 billion is 1,000 million. I know it's hard to grasp the number. The point is they're burdening future generations, not just people living today, but future generation, unborn generations, by going into this massive debt, national debt, and that's just part of it. And it's a small part. They don't mention unfunded liabilities for such entitlements as Social Security and Medicare and other welfare, primarily entitlement programs, that are over $100 trillion. $100 trillion. The debt is at over $18 trillion. In other words, our government have made promises that they can't keep in terms of for Social Security and for Medicare, and now Obamacare. They're unfunded because the proper thing to do is fund it, so when the liability occurs, in other words, the person requests the money for the benefit that they're supposedly entitled to, it's there. It's not going to be there. They're running deficits now, especially in Medicare. Ladies and gentlemen, this does not end well, and immigration will become a major issue. I think it's beyond the tipping point. The American people are waking up. They are very upset about this. They are going to push back, and this leads to civil unrest. Ultimately, it leads to rioting in the streets. That's what we're talking about here. This is the road we're heading to. I'm trying to prevent it, but we have both political parties that are stoking the flames, pouring gasoline on the problem. Americans are going to stand up, they're going to march, and they're going to demand that the politicians that are supporting these policies be thrown out of office. And they should be, because they literally have forgotten their oath of office to preserve and protect the United States Constitution. And I remind you, just read it, the federal government has responsibility to protect the state or the peoples from invasions. And we are being invaded across this land every day by illegal aliens. And they're staying here. They're not going back. Why should they? Although it's illegal, they get welfare. They're educated here. They're taking the jobs that in the past Americans had. There's going to be a revolution. That's where I think both parties have forgotten something. Oh, yeah, you'll get the illegal alien votes, but guess what? The American people outnumber them, and we're going to stop this nonsense. The American people are going to rise up and throw both bums out from both parties and have a new third party that stops this. We're the only country in the world that's doing this. No other country allows what the United States is doing. Most country thinks we're crazy. We're a very generous people, but it's gone too far. And when you ignore the will of the American people, their concerns, both for the people working now and their children and grandchildren, they will vote you out of office. You can BS and lie as much as you want, but eventually the American people wake up. And you are being massively lied to. And the media is in on it. The television networks are in on it, and that includes Fox. Fox does not want to talk about immigration because their owner doesn't want to talk about immigration. And that's Murdoch. They don't invite guests on. I should be careful here. Some shows do, but generally they don't want guests that highlight this. They go out of their way to make sure that people that are very articulate about the subject are not questioned about it. And that includes some of your major talk show hosts. And I think you know the names. And they've admitted it. What's happening is the American people, especially that those that lead to talk radio, are totally aware of this. And they're aware that both political parties are disconnected with the American people. The American people are not demanding that legal immigration be increased by to 2 million or 3 million, or H-1B visas be increased to over a million. They're not demanding this. Who's demanding it? It's largely business interests, employers, that want cheap, compliant labor. And at one time, unions would resist this. Not anymore. They're in on it. Why? Their membership has gone down, down, and down. Where in the private sector, it's less than 7% of the workforce is unionized. That's not the situation in the government sector. That's the only growing portion in terms of union membership in this country. It's public unions. You know, the IRS has a union. There are departments that have unions today. And that's one reason the states are in trouble, because the politicians give the unions what they want. And that ultimately will mean that those people are not going to get the pensions and retirement that they think they're going to get, because the American people are waking up to that game. There's going to be a political revolution in this country. I hope and pray it is a peaceful revolution done at the ballot box. And I'm highlighting this because we're about ready to be stabbed in the back by Democrats and Republicans. The Democrats have already done this. They wouldn't let the Senate even start discussions. They blocked discussions of passing a bill that would limit the funding for the Department of Homeland Security. And the Senate has thrown up its hands. The House has said, we're not going to reconsider. Ladies and gentlemen, watch what's happening. They're trying to sneak one by you. It's not going to work. And the Republican leadership, if it knows what's good for them, better pay attention to the American people. Because eventually, when the independents, the people that are not affiliated with either the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, reach 50%, they're going to say it's time for a third political party to represent us. We're tired of voting bums out every 2 to 4 years, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, because the trend is the same. More and more government, bigger and more invasive government, more intervention into the economy, higher and higher taxes, more and more regulations, higher and higher deficits, an exploding national debt, unfunded liabilities that can never be unfunded. The debt time bomb will go off, and the American people are saying enough is enough. If you cannot produce results and act responsibility as adults and represent the general welfare of the American people, we will have a revolution, we will have a third party, and we will win because we outnumber both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. That is going to happen. When? I don't know. But I think it is not too far in the distant future. And I say this because I've looked at what some of the leading so-called rising stars of the Republican bench that plan to run for president. And there's one issue most of them are weak on, squishy on. Guess what it is? It's immigration. And why is that? Because the donor base, and we're talking people, for example, that think nothing of spending $100,000 to have dinner with Jeb Bush in New York City. That's pocket change. What most people don't earn is pocket change for them. And they're supporting the Republican establishment, and their donor base had made very clear that this is an issue that's non-negotiable. We want open borders. We want a compliant workforce. We want tens of millions of illegals to be legalized. And we don't care how you do it, but get it done. Those are the marching orders. And if you're running for president, they make it very clear. Do they care what the American people think or want? The answer is no. They have theirs. They're not rich. We're talking beyond rich. To get in this club, you have hundreds of billion dollars in net worth. Most of them have billions. And their executives make good money. Those are the big campaign contributions that support both parties, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. Many of them are in the financial sector, but many more are in your large corporations, your Fortune 500, as well as the Fortune 1000, for that matter. That's what we're up against. And the only way you and I are going to change this situation is we get behind the formation of a third party. I don't know what the name will be. I'm not in a position to fund it. It's going to take both small, medium, and large contributions of money and time and effort to organize a new party. And guess what? The two-party tyranny that we have in the United States will fight us every inch of the way in every local, city, county, state, and across this nation. They want to keep their power. Let me let you in on another secret that they don't want you to know. Both political parties are weak. Are you a card-carrying member of the Democratic or Republican Party? I'm not. If the American people get organized, get motivated, and reach out to like-minded people of principle, of integrity, and we're talking about your jobs, your sons and daughters' jobs, your grandchildren's jobs, and the fact that this country has been turned into a warfare and welfare state, we can stop this. It's not going to be one individual. It's not going to be one candidate or one presidential win. You need to build an organization, a political party, locally, in your town, your city, in your county, and state, and nationally, to stop both the Democratic and Republican parties. They have lost touch with the American people. They are disconnected from the vast majority of the American people. Poll after poll over many years have shown, and it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, liberal, or progressive, the American people don't want illegal immigration. They want it stopped, they want immigration law enforced, and they're looking for a full-time job. That's what the American people want. It's not hard to understand. But our political leaders are turning the American people off. They tried it under Bush, they're trying under Obama, and they'll try it, if they can't succeed right now, under whoever they nominate to be their candidate in 2016, both the Democrats and the Republicans. The general welfare is no longer what our representatives are for. They have been captured by their donor base, by the people who make the large contributions to their campaigns, because they know to be successful and get reelected, they need money. And the more money, the better. And that's why the donor base has the access, and that's why the donor base can dictate what it wants. They're not united on everything, but on certain issues, they're very much united. And one of them is the legalization of tens of millions of illegal aliens, and the continuation into this country of the flow of illegal aliens. They have no intention of enforcing immigration law within the interior of the United States. If you don't believe me, just look at their budgets. They don't have the people. They're not going after the businesses that are employing these illegal aliens. They're not going after the illegal aliens that are here. You can call up. It's not going to do you any good. They're not going to enforce. They don't have the people. You need people. If you want to deport a person, it takes quite a bit under existing immigration law. So given you have limited resources, and they need a lot more, you go after the reason the illegals are here, and that is jobs. You turn that magnet off, and you make it very clear to all businesses, you will be fined and prosecuted, and where it's your repeat offender, you'll go to jail. That's what you need. That's the tack you need to take, and that'll stop it fairly quickly. There are always going to be people that will cheat. And believe me, we have a lot of cheaters today all over Dallas, Texas, and the country. Texas is not unique. I brought this to your attention because we're seeing rather clearly what the Democratic Party is up to. What they're trying to do is get in the hands of illegal aliens, people that should be deported, cards, two types of cards, work permits, employment authorization documents, it's a card, looks like a driver's license, as well as green cards, permanent legal residence card. And once the illegals have those cards, they can work here legally and they can reside here legally. And that means they get Social Security cards and then driver's licenses. And then, even though technically you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote, many of those people will then vote and take your vote away from you, cancel out your vote. But ultimately, the goal is to make all the illegal aliens that are here, at least 30 to 50 million to start, legal. And who does that hurt? The American people. That's why this is by far the worst economic recovery since the Great Depression, because literally tens of millions of illegal aliens are working here today, cheaply. Because a lot of what they're doing is sending money home. And they share apartments where you can have literally dozens of people in an apartment. And they save their money and send it home. And that's who you're competing with. That's what's going on. They don't want to talk about it. You're not going to hear this on your television news. This is the narrative that they don't talk about. Occasionally you'll get stories, but not many. And they don't put all the pieces together. They'll play the game of pitting Democrats against Republicans, and they'll get a congressman or senator to give his side. But when you're being sold out by both sides, the result's the same. So I'm wanting to alert you that what's going on is gradually, but slowly but surely, and it's not really gradually, we're talking 5 million people here to start out with. And they want to add it. They've already been giving these cards out, by the way. They want to do up to another 5 million and then continue it. And that's what they're doing in closed rooms behind closed doors where representatives of the leadership of the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, big business, special interests, unions get together. And what are they doing? Selling out the American people. Selling out the American worker. Selling out your own children and grandchildren. It disgusts me. They have no shame. And I need to be very careful. There are some people in the Senate and the House that are trying to fight them, but they simply don't have the votes. And if you don't have the votes, you get run over. You can be the most articulate spokesman and have the support, not of the party, but in your state, but that's only one vote. And that is the problem. Because what invariably happens, people, especially those that run for the first or second time, they'll tell the people what they want to hear. But it's only a matter of time before your representative of your senator gets co-opted. And there are various ways they do it. One is money. Another way is what committees they're on, what campaign support the party gives them. And what's keeping this issue alive today in America, fortunately, are talk show hosts. And you and I listen to them. I don't have a very big microphone. Most of the people that listen to this show listen over the internet and download it as a podcast or listen to it streaming. But there are other people out there that are alerting the American people. And that's what it's going to take. But you have to get off your you-know-what and make your neighbors, your friends, your relatives aware of this. Because if you don't, and they're counting on you to just stay home. If you just stay home, they win. Stay home, sit on your rear end, then either the Democrats or Republicans win, you lose. The only thing these people pay attention to is when you vote them out of office. That gets their attention, and you're not getting their attention. They will talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. And I'm on this because they're about ready, both parties, to shaft you. And it's already started, and it's going to be a big-time shafting of the American people. Now, I'd like to end my show on a positive note, so I'll play my favorite song, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.